We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gvias Choiv Mehayisoimim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chaf. We're finishing, hopefully going to complete in this halacha that took us a while, which was based on the chapter in Likutei Moran, Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. V'zeh b'chinas al mishkovi balelois bikashti es sho'ahav onafshi, Bikashtiv veloy mitzosiv. Rav Nosson Zal says what we've been speaking about till now is tied into the first pasuk in chapter 3 of Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, "On my bed at night, I seek and search for my beloved, the beloved of my soul. I search and I don't find. Al mishkovi baleilois shehu choshech afeilo." On my bed at night, this refers to when a person is experiencing darkness, dark times. Haynu kishodam noifel chas v'shalom k'dushas yisborach. When a person falls from their normal level of holiness, shezeo b'chinas laila v'choshech, which means the person is experiencing night, darkness. V'azai tzorech levakesh es kvoido yisborach. And at such a time, a person needs to search for Hashem, to search for Hashem's light. Shezehu bikashti es she'ohav onafshi. This is what the pasuk says, I'm searching for the one that my soul loves. Aval bikashti v'loy metzosiv. However, I'm searching and I don't find. Ki nofa lemekoymo yiskoelu rachmona letzlon she'yevsha limtsoy shom es kvoyde yisborokanal. Because a person sometimes falls to such low, dark places where they can't find Hashem's light. Aval afal pikein, oser loy leyayish atzmoy. However, despite that, it's forbidden for the person to give up, to quit. Rak lechapes ulevakesh yoyser veyoyser, but rather to keep searching. Vezehu okumano vaseivavo voir. And that's why he says there, let me get up, and let me search, let me go all around the city, bashvokim, in the marketplaces, uborachoivois, and in the streets, avaksho es sho'ahav onafshi, I will search for the beloved, the one that my soul loves. Bo'ir bashvokim uborachoivois, ze b'chinas hakidusha kanal. The term in the city, in the marketplaces, in the streets, that refers to within the domain of holiness. B'chinas ayeh. Again, this is referring to that search. Aye, where? Shezois hakedusha hanel. I'm sorry. Bo'ir bashvokim orechoivois ze bechinas hakedusha hanal. Bechinas aye. When he says, I'm searching in the city, in the marketplaces, in the streets, this is referring to the kedusha of aye, not the kedusha that's found inside the home, which is a more obvious, more protected kedusha. Here we're talking about out in the streets, out in the marketplaces. That's this holiness called Aye, Shezois HaKedusha Ne'elemes V'Nesteres B'Kol Yiskei Chol, whereby that holiness is hidden in all kinds of materialistic, mundane things. Shehein Bechinas Asokim U'Masumatn Shoyisim Bo'ir, such as the business that's conducted in the city, Bashvokim U'Rechoivois, in the marketplaces, in the streets. Hainu, shehu shoyel u'mevakesh u'mechapes aye mekoyim kevoidoi shenistar v'ne'elam b'chol inyoni ha'masumatn v'iskei choyel shoyisim bo'ir bashvokim u'rechoivois. Where is the honor of Hashem, the light of Hashem, that's hidden in businesses, in iskei choyel, in marketplaces, in those things? V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, avaksho es sho'ahav anafshi, I search for the one that my soul loves. Bechinas bakosha v'chipusanal. This is that search that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about. Avol adayin bikashtiv v'loy mitzosiv. However, the pasuk goes on to say, I'm searching and I'm not finding. Ki iefsher limtzoy shom kvoido yisborach. Because it's almost impossible, it's very difficult to find Hashem's kavod there, shenistor moy, because it's so well hidden, concealed. Now the pasuk continues there, mitzouni hashomrim hasoivim boyer, the guards who go around the city, they found me, es sho'av onafshi reisim. And I asked them, have you seen my beloved? Hainu alidei habakosho v'achipus. Through this serious search, afal pi sheyev shalim tzoy kvoida yisporach shom. Even though the person doesn't yet succeed in finding the light of Hashem there, aval alidei ze zocho lehiskarev ulishaber letzadikim amitiyim. However, his search for Hashem has led him to true tzaddikim, shehem bechinas hashomrim hasevavim boyir. They are referred to as the protectors, the guards who watch the city. They go around the city and watch over it, protect it. Kihem neturei karta. They are referred to as the guards of the city. This is the Aramaic translation of shomrei hoyir. In today's times, in the past 100 years, there are a group of people who have taken this title as the name of their organization, Neturei Karta, the guards of the city, and they have what's referred to as an extreme views on what they consider guarding and protecting the city. But the term comes from the Gemara, from the Torah, this term Neturei Karta, the guards, protectors of the city, which is a nickname for the tzaddikim. So a person who is searching and searching for Hashem, in his search, he finds the true tzaddikim. We've mentioned many times from the Baal Shem Tov that the pasuk Zeh Hashar LaShem, this is the entranceway, the gateway that leads to Hashem, tzaddikim. That's the entranceway, that's the shar. Through them, Yavo Yuvoi, through them a person comes close to Hashem. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi says over there in Shir HaShirim, Shehem Moshe V'Aaron, that the Shomrim over there refers to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, who guarded and protected the Jews during their travel in the desert. V'al Yodom Zoichin, al Yedei HaBakosha V'Achipus Anal, Lo Shuv Elov Yisporach. And it's through their help, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, by searching and searching for Hashem, we're Zoich in the end to return to Hashem. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says, she'ohav onafshi reisem, you have seen the one that my soul loves. Hainu shat tzadikim yoidem mikvoidei sporach. The tzadikim are the ones who know all about Hashem's light and Hashem's kovoid. V'chol ma she'oilem heim b'mayla yisera yoysel b'chinas ayeh. And the more that the tzadikim rise to higher and higher levels in Torah, and higher levels of closeness to Hashem, on this ladder, going up to Ayeh, Hei Megalin Kvoidoi Yoyser Kanal. That gives them the ability to reveal the cover of Hashem to people down below more and more. V'yalkein, and therefore, Al Yodom, it's through the assistance of these tzaddikim, Zoichim kol hanoiflim lalois betachles o'aliyah. All those who have fallen away from Hashem can rise up, can climb up to the highest heights. Al yedei habakosho v'achipus levad kanal. Just by searching, just by reaching out for Hashem, that alone can give them rocket fuel to go to attain incredible heights. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk continues to say there, kimat shovarti mehem. Hashem says, I almost left them completely. Hainu achar shenistalku kama shapirish Rashi sham. Rashi HaKodesh says over there, this refers to after Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen passed away. Hainu, meaning, af al pi shenistalek hatzadik, even though the tzadik physically passes away, Afal pike yecholin lehiskarev Hashem Yisborach al yodoi. Still, the Jewish people have the ability to come close to Hashem through that tzaddik, even though he's no longer physically living. Adarabba, and not just that, even more so, achshav, now that the tzaddik is not physically living, yecholin lehiskarev al yodoi yoiser. People, he can be even more effective in helping bring people close to Hashem. Ki kol ma shenestalik lamala yoyse v'yoyse lebechinas ayeh, because the more a tzaddik rises in his climb to get close to Hashem, he's going to higher and higher levels of ayeh, of keser and chachma, but all of these high levels, hu megale eloikusoi uchavoidoi yoiser veyoiser. It enables him to reveal the light of Hashem more and more to the people who need it, to the people who are furthest away. Shezeu b'chinas hilula de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai kanal. This is the concept of a great celebration on Lag BaOmer, where thousands of Jews of every single type, people who are unaffiliated and of all different types, come to Miron. They're coming, they're searching for, they don't know what they're coming for, some of them. They don't know what they're searching for. They're trying to reach out to Hashem, and somehow their search is bringing them to this place. Because on the Yahrzeit, the soul of the tzaddik has a tremendous elevation. The higher up he goes, the more he has the ability to bring Hashem's light down, further and further down to people who need it. Vezehu ad shehevesiv el beisimi, until it was brought to the house of my mother. Hainu hamishkon. This is another term for the mishkon. Ukemoi shenismach l'sham, as it says in a pasuk near there, apiryoin osaloi hamelech shloimoi. Shlomo hamelech made a palace. Shepirish Rashi Shom Shekoy al Hamishkon. Rashi HaKodesh over there in Shir HaShirim says this refers to the Mishkon, Hainu Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Ki HaKedusha Shezoichin Limtsoi al Yidei HaBakosho V'Achipos Achar Kvoido Kanal. Because the type of holiness, the level of holiness that one is Zoicha to find when they search like this, Zois HaKedusha Hi Bechinas Kedushas HaMishkon. That's a holiness of the type like the Mishkan, Shehoyo Mahalech Im Yisroel Bamidbor, which followed the Jews throughout the desert. It's not a fixed Kedusha that's locked into one place. It's a traveling, it's a portable Kedusha that travels with the Jews wherever they are. Sheshom Kiblu Es HaToyro Bamidbar Sina Boel Moed. And it's there in the desert, like we mentioned earlier, in the place of the Sitra Achra, the snakes and scorpions, that's where the Jewish people receive the Torah. Ki mishom nimshach kol ha-Torah kanal. Because it's from this holiness called Ayeh, from this highest place, that's where the entire Torah comes from. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us back to our topic in Choshen Mishpat, paragraph Chof Aleph. V'alkein, and based on what we're learning here, we will understand why Karkois Niknin Bekinyan Chalipin. Property, real estate, can be transferred. The ownership of property and real estate can be transferred from one person to another person via a kinyan called Chalipin, exchange. Shenase Alide Metaltelin Daika, which is done through a movable object. Not without property. By me handing you this item ceremoniously, by you accepting this item, together with it, you are accepting, you're taking over ownership of a piece of property that I have in a different city, in Tzfas, wherever it is. This is one of the kinyonim. Ki kinyon sudor. Because this kinyan chalipin, which is sometimes also called kinyan sudar, it's done with a handkerchief or a kerchief, shekoine hakoil, which enables the person to acquire anything, including buildings, real estate, fields, nase bekelim, is accomplished using movable objects, shehe metaltel and daika. Why? Ki kisheroitz eliknois karka. Because when a person wants to acquire property, shehu b'chinas his galus kevoido yisporach b'chinas maloi choloretz kevoido kanal, which we learned earlier, property represents the kevoid of Hashem that's fixed, that's in a place. Properties don't move around. So property represents that aspect of the kevoid of Hashem that's fixed, the revealed kevoid of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, kol mi she'ein loy karka, ein oyodom. The Gemara says in Yevamos, page 63, a person who doesn't own any property isn't a person. Why? Ki kol odom yeshloi eze chelek boho oretz. because every single person has a portion of the earth. Sheshom hisgalus kvoido yisborach lefi chelkoi bekovod kedusha, where it's in that location, that place, that the kovod of Hashem is revealed, based on that person's share in the kovod of Hashem, in that piece of land. Aval yefshel liskois lehisgalus kvoido yisborach shibchinas knias kark kanal kiim al yedei sheoilin lebechinas aye. However, it's impossible to achieve the revealed kavod of Hashem, unless a person first goes up to the penthouse, to Aye, to that hidden place from which we draw the kavod of Hashem, may ayin leyesh, from nothing into something, from a totally, totally spiritual place to a less spiritual place, to a more down to earth. V'alkein, Nikna hakarko al yedei metaltelin bekinyan chalipin. And this is why the Gemara tells us properties are acquired through this kinyan, through movable objects, through the kinyan of chalipin. Ki kedushas hametaltelin heim bebechinas aye v'chulu. Because as we learned earlier, the holiness associated with movable objects, that's the holiness called aye, like the Mishkan we mentioned before. Shemishom mamshichin hakedusha may ayin leyesh. From there, from aye, we can draw holiness down from the level called ayin, which represents the keser, the highest places, to the level called yesh. Lebechinas maloi cholor etz kevoidoi, to the level of the kovod of Hashem that fills the entire world, shehu bechinas hakarka, which is another term for earth, land. V'alkein nikra chalipin. And this is also the reason why the Gemara refers to this as exchange, an exchange that's done. Ki hakidush haneelemes hahi, shehi bechinas aye, shom yecholin lahachlif koichoy. Because that hidden holiness called aye, that top place, that's a place where a person can exchange, can renew, can refresh their holiness. It's like you go into a place, you're given your used car and you get a new one. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'koivei Hashem yachlifu koyach. Those who yearn to Hashem, those who are seeking Hashem, they exchange their power. They get new strength every time. Ki kol mi shetzorich lalois midarga ladargo ulahachlif koychoi, because every single person who has to climb and try to get higher and higher, get closer and closer to Hashem, and to get new strength, new energy, hu tzorich la'alois l'shom. The person must go up to that location, lebechinas aye, asher shom ikvar hatikva v'habitochin, shehakoil mekavin u'metzapin u'mistachlen elov. That's the place where all of our hope comes from, and our What makes us secure, our trust, that we're all yearning and looking to there, v'toilin einayim elav, we're all looking to Hashem for salvation, for help, v'shom machlifin koichoy. And that's where Hashem gives a person new energy, new strength. Ki hu shoyresh hakoil, because that is the source of everything. It is impossible for a Jew to climb the ladder of holiness, to go from level to level, from one constriction to a higher constriction, to exchange one piece of property for a better piece of property, unless you first go up to the source. Shehu bechinas aye, which is referred to as this aye, shehu shoyra shakoil, which is the source of everything, sheshom ein shum gvul v'tzimtzum. There are no boundaries, there are no constrictions. It's infinite. It's the place of infinite. U'mishom nimshochim kol hagvulim v'tzimtzumim kanal. It's from there that all the boundaries and constrictions evolve. They all evolve from there. And that's why over there a person can exchange their power, get new power. וזה בחינס קניין סודר, שהוא קניין חליפין, שעל יודוי קוינין כל הדבורם שבוילם. This is the concept behind this kinyan, which is made with movable objects, that by moving this, by through moving this movable object, that gives us the ability to bring about, to effect a transfer of properties. שזהו על ידי בחינס איי, שנעלם בבחינס מטלטלין, ששום זויכן להחליף ולחדש כוחוי. This is because of the איי that's hidden in the movable objects, which enables us to get this new strength, ולהמשיך קניין וחיוס חודש, and to effect a new acquisition. בבחינס, as the Pasuk says, וכויבי השם יחליפו כוח. Those who are yearning to Hashem, those who are searching, doing this search, get new strength all the time. Paragraph Chof Gimel. V'alkein loigilo Hashem Yisborach mokoim ha-mikdosh ad shechipsu uvikshu oisoi al yidei Dovr HaMelech HaLevashon. Now you'll understand why Hashem did not reveal the location where the Beis HaMikdash would be built until Dovr HaMelech first spent substantial time and effort searching, trying to find it. K'mo shekosuv, as Dovr HaMelech writes in Tehillim, im etein shnas la'enai, la'afapai tnumo, ad emtsa mokoim la'shem. Don't think I'm going to allow my eyes to close. Don't think I'm going to allow myself any sleep until I find the place for Hashem. Ki tzrichin lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid ma'oid. Because a Jew has to do a lot of searching. They call it soul searching. And here again, there are people who think Yiddishkeit is, they come to shul, they put on their clothes, never they come in. Hi Jack, hi John, how you doing? How's the kids? How's this? Let's sit down, cross their legs, enjoy the singing, the kids are playing, they're going to have Kiddush afterwards. They think that that's what Judaism is about. They have no idea that Judaism is about searching. Search, it's a lifelong search. We say, the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem ve'uzoi bakshu fonov tomid. Dirshu, lidrosh means to search. Vatelech lidrosh es Hashem. When Rivka had a conflict going on, she went to seek out the guidance of Hashem. So the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem, search for Hashem, ve'uzoi, and his strong one, his powerful one, which is the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are called always bakshu fonov tomid. Seek out, search for his face constantly. Now people associate that with, everybody knows, balei tshuva, they're called searchers. They're searchers, seekers, that's for those weirdos. But we who are supposedly from birth or nonsense, baloney, those people think that they're there already. We know when it comes to Judaism, anyone who thinks he's there should know that he's definitely not there. There's a famous Gemara at the end of Ksubas where the Gemara says, Kol hador be'eretz Yisrael. Any person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, doime kemi sheyesh le'elokai. It's as if he has Hashem. V'kol hador b'chutz l'aretz, whereas a person who's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, doime kemi shein le'elokai. So the Baal Shem Tov asked, there's an extra word in there that doesn't seem to have any shaychus, doesn't belong there. What's the doime? Everybody reads that Gemara. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael has Hashem, and anyone who lives outside of Israel doesn't. The Baal Shem Tov says, watch this. Any person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, he thinks he's already in the holiness. Doime kemi sheyesh Elokai. It seems, it looks as if he's got Hashem. He don't have nothing. He's very, very far away. He's fooling himself. A person who thinks he's already in the holiness. He's already in Eretz HaKodesh. V'chol hador b'chutz l'oretz. Whereas a person who, no matter how much he learns, no matter how much he davens, no matter how many mitzvahs he does, he still feels like he's an outsider. He still feels far, far away from Hashem, far from tzaddikim, far from success. In Yiddishkeit, hador b'chutz l'oretz, doime kemishen lokai. It might seem like he don't have Hashem. He's one of the closest people to Hashem. That's what it's really about. So if a person is zoiche to be searching, never to forget that, he comes into a shul, it's my first day in shul. I want to learn what you do here and how you do it. And I want to do it like it's the first time. This is my first shachris. This is my first Kabbalah Shabbos. Person who's doing it with that kind of attitude, that's Yiddishkeit. Then the person rises up to the level of Ayeh, and they're able to bring down the holiness of Hashem from infinite, from Ayeh, to finite, to Meloich L'Oretz Kevoidoi. Shezeo Bechinas Kedushas HaBeis HaMikdosh. This is what the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash was all about. Shehoyo kvua v'kayam lo'il me'ad, which is fixed, established permanently forever. K'may shekosuv, as Hashem says, zois menuchosi, this is my resting place, adayad, forever. Ki ikar hizgalus kedushos v'yisparuch hines meloich l'oretz kevoidoi hu be'Beis HaMikdash. Because the place of the ultimate revelation of Hashem's holiness, the Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, is in the Beis HaMikdosh. Avliyev sheliskoi slozeh l'kdushas Beis HaMikdosh, kim alidei habakosho v'achipus. However, we cannot achieve this fixed holiness of Hashem unless we first go up to that place of infinity, to that Ayeh, we're searching, where is the Kovod of Hashem? Bechinas, as Dovid HaMelech said, Im eten shnas liap leinai, if you think I'm going to allow my eyes to sleep, ad em tzamokoim, I'm going to keep searching until I find the place. Paragraph Chav Gimel, and this will also answer another question, that when Hashem told Avram Avinu to go bring his son Yitzchok on the Akedah, he didn't tell him where, he wouldn't tell him the location. I want you to go sacrifice him on one of the mountains that I'll tell you. I'll show you. Hashem allows the tzaddikim to wander around, to search. He does not reveal to them immediately. And as the pasuk says in another pasuk, Ukro es hakriya asher oimer elecha. You will make the announcement, which I'll tell you. Again, not revealing to you yet what you're going to say, what you're going to do. Ki kol zehu bechina sanal. All of this is tied into what we just learned. She'ein zoichin limtsoi kidushosoi maregosoi. Mashetzorech kol echod. Kiim al yidei chipus uvakosho harbe kanal. No Jew will succeed in finding his place, his connection to Hashem, unless he's prepared to do a lot of searching. And then that person can achieve a tremendous elevation, lebchinas ayeh, to go all the way up to ayeh. And from there, he'll be able to bring down the revelation of Hashem's kovoim. Like the case of Dovid HaMelech, Shehu hoya oisek beyoiser bebakosha v'chipus limtsoi kvoidi yisporo. Dovid HaMelech is the example of the person who did the most searching all the time for Hashem's kovoim. Shezeo b'chinas kol sefer Tehillim. This is what the entire book of Tehillim is all about. Shehu tchinois ubakoshois utzaokois uzaokois lashem yisporach bekama minei leshoinoi shel tchino ubakosho v'chipus achar kvod yisporach. There you'll find every possible type of searching, of reaching out, of yearning, an expression of yearning and desire for Hashem. K'may shekosuv, as Dovid HaMelech says, ezkero niginosi baloila, I remind myself of my song at night. Im levovi osicho, I speak to my heart, to my inner soul. Vayechapes ruchi, and I search for my spirit. Halo ilomim yiznach Hashem. Will Hashem always keep away from us, stay far from us, reject us? Ukama Shikosuv, as it says in another pasuk, Shitachti Elecho Kapoi, Hashem, I spread out my hands to you. Peirasti Yodai Kol, Peirasti Yodai, I stretch out my hands. Kol Hayoim Nafshi Ke'eretz Ayefalochosela. All day my soul is like a parched land, a parched piece of land, reaching out to you, Hashem, yearning for you. Einai Tomed El Hashem. My eyes are constantly searching for Hashem. Va'ani Tomed Ayachel. I will constantly yearn and pray, keep searching. Ukiyotze Bozer Harbe. And these are just a few examples, many more examples throughout the book of Tehillim. And because of the fact that Dovid HaMelech applied himself more to this than anybody else, that's why he was given this unbelievable privilege of discovering the site of Hashem's permanent revelation, the place of the base, which is the Mekoyim Beis HaMikdosh, Shenizgale LeDovid Daika, which was revealed specifically to Dovid HaMelech. In what way was he different from everybody else? He did more of this searching. Ki Ad Yemei Dovid Nemar, because until the time of Dovid HaMelech, Hashem says, Vo'eheye Mishalech Me'oihel El Oihel. Hashem says, I was a wandering Jew. I wandered from one tent to another tent, from one temporary location to another temporary location. Rak b'mei Dovid, it was only during the time of Dovid HaMelech, nizgale mekoyim kvius hakedusha, that it was revealed the permanent, fixed place where Hashem would establish His holiness on earth, al yedei habakosha v'hachipus es kvoido yisbora, through this incredible search for Hashem's kavod, asher yoga alze moed betmimus ubepshitus blishum chachmos, which Dovid HaMelech applied himself to with the utmost of simplicity. He didn't look to invent a telescope or a periscope or a bozoscope. He used praying, just pshitus and tmimus. No chachma, no scientists. Rak al yedei tchinois ubakoshois vegiaguim uretzoinois ukisufin. Just using every possible type of pleading and begging and yearning to Hashem. Kemoy she'omar Dovid, as Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Hashem, loy gova libi, Hashem, you know that I never felt arrogant. I never acted like an intellectual. V'loy romu einai, I never lifted up my eyes. Im loy shivisi v'doimamti, nafshi kagomol. I was quiet. I was like a small baby. Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. And Dovid HaMelech says to the Jewish people, follow my example. Yearn to Hashem. Vaydeze zocho hu daiko limtsoi mekoyim habeis hamikdosh. And it's in this merit that he's the one who was given the schus to discover the location of the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom hakidusha kevua la'olam. There, the holiness of Hashem is established permanently, forever. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, Zois menuchosi, this is my place of rest, adayad, forever. U'mimenu yetzei Moshiach, and from Dovid HaMelech will come forth Moshiach, sheyovoi b'mheira v'yameinu, who will come very soon in our times, ve'yivne beis kocheinu v'tifarteinu b'mheira v'yameinu, amen, and will build the final Beis HaMikdosh, speedily in our days, amen. Rav Nosson Zal, in another place, writes, just even to show the difference between Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Most people, Dovid HaMelech, okay, he found the site, big deal. Shlomo HaMelech's the one who built the Beis HaMikdosh. Rav Nosson Zal says, wrong. Proof is, Shlomo HaMelech's work was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdosh, the building, was destroyed. Dovid HaMelech's work is eternal. Nobody can ever destroy that. Meaning that the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, even Bechurbono, even today when there's no Beis HaMikdosh on there, that site is holy. All the laws apply. A person's not allowed to go there when he's Tameh. We have the Kotel, and even Jews from all over the world, thousands of miles away, as long as they face that direction, they're connecting with the Beis HaMikdosh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdosh there. That's how permanent, that's the success of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, through his tefillah, through his chippus and bakosha, was able to lock Hashem in so tightly that even when the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Hashem would not be able to leave there completely. The presence of Hashem would still, the Shekhinah does not, never left the Kohel Maravi, as the Gemara says. V'yesh oid harbe b'inyan zeh. Rav Nosson says there's still a lot to talk about on this topic. Inyan mechikas parsha soita, about the whole secret of erasing a portion in the Torah to give the soita, the waters to drink, which will determine whether she was guilty or innocent. Umin he'ofor asher yiyeh bekarka mishkon, and also mixing into it from the dirt of the mishkon. V'inyan tevas noach, and also that when the flood struck the world, how were they saved? They had to go and hide in this bubble, in this tevas noach, which is this aye, this place of aye, hiding, going, aye means nistar, seser, going into a place of hiddenness. They had to hide from the wrath of Hashem, and that was what saved them, by being able to connect to this place called aye. V'inyan kol nidre shomrim b'yom ha-kippurim, and the fact that we kick off the services of Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, which is also an example of going up to this Ayah, as we explained earlier. Neder is Nun Dor, the 50th level, which refers also to Ayah. Ve'inyan Bereshis Bor Elikim, Vorit Soysas Soyu Vavoyu, Vayimer Elikim Yi'or. Rav Nosson says this topic of Ayah Mekoyim Kevoidoy is a very deep topic that appears in many different places in the Torah. Hashem Yisporach Yoyer Einenu B'Toyrosoy. May Hashem open up our eyes for His Torah. Shenizke Lohovin Dibur Echod Shel Rabbeinu Hagodol V'Kodesh Zal. May we be privileged to understand one word of our great Rabbi. In other words, he's saying Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman gave this Torah Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoy, which is so deep that, you know, halavai, we should be zeche to understand this one Torah, any one Torah. One of Rav Nosson Zal's students, actually a student of his student, the Bir Halikutim, was one of the greatest rabbis in the previous generation, wrote in a place that he hopes after 1,000 years in Gan Eden, that he'll be zeche to be able to understand one word of Sichas Chulin that Rabbeinu Zal spoke in this world. You know, not even a Dvar Torah, ordinary speech that he said in this world. That's the incredible level of respect. That's that they attributed to Rabbeinu Zal, that they knew every word that this tzaddik said was not simple at all, was very deep, very profound. Paragraph Chav Dalid, Vze Eso Einayel Hehorim Meayin Yovo Yezri. Ezrei miyim Hashem, oisei shamayim voretz. And this is why David HaMelech says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where? From where will my assistance come from? This me'ayin, this ayeh. And then he says, Ezrei miyim Hashem, oisei shamayim voretz. I know that my help is going to come from Hashem who created heaven and earth. What this pasuk teaches us is, she'af al pi she'ho'odom badyuta hatachtoinu chas v'shalom, that even if a person is in the lowest of places, umunach b'mokum shemunach, and a person is lying wherever they're lying, in the dirt, in filth, in mud, v'nidmeloi sheyef sheloi b'shum oifen lo shevel Hashem Yisborach, and it seems to the person that it's impossible for them to come to return to Hashem, me'oitzem hisgabrus savoynoisov, as a result of his many, many sins, shemizgabrim olav b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser, which keep growing, which keep multiplying. He keeps adding new sins every single day. So it looks to him like there's no way out. K'moy sheshchiach zeh hadovor me'oid b'roiv b'nei hanurim. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find this attitude is very prevalent, by the majority of teenagers. A person would say, well, when did this guy live? Yesterday? Rav Nosson, he sounds like he's writing about today. You know, today we know there was never any such thing as kids at risk. Right? The answer is wrong, wrong. People don't realize that history repeats itself. It's not exactly the same. There's different toys today than the toys that they had 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but it's the same angel. It's the same Malach trying to do whatever he can to take people away from Hashem and to convince the youth that they have no chance. They forget it. They missed it. They missed the boat. When they were young kids in yeshiva, they didn't listen, they didn't behave that well, and now they're teenagers already. They're already too far gone. They can't make it in Yiddishkeit. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, She'ikar ma'sho'ivdim shnei ho'ilamois. The main reason that causes these people to forfeit this world and the future world, to end up throwing away their life in this world and the future world, humachmas chalishus daitam v'yeyusham, is because of the fact that they give up on themselves and their disappointments and rejections. A lot of times kids set high goals. Each kid comes in a new year, starting a new class. Every kid comes in, they're wanting to be the best. And some of the kids, when they see that they can't be the best, then forget it, nothing. It's not worth it, not worth trying. If I can't be the best kid in the class, then what do I, forget it. And Rahman al-Islam, they let a year go by daydreaming. I've heard of cases like this, many cases. That's just one of the tricks that the Yetzirah plays with people in competition situations, in competitive circumstances, where the Yetzirah tries, he makes believe he's your best friend. Oh, you're going to be the best. He riles the person up, knowing that person can't. He doesn't have the abilities, really, to be the best. However, but he can be a very good student. But then he makes him feel shame, embarrassment, disappointment that somebody else did better than him, and uses that as an excuse, a justification, to give up, to quit. It's not worth it. Why try? If you can't be, if I'm not going to be the one who they're going to pray, then it's nothing. Machmasheroyim richukam unefilosam hoatzuma shemizgaberes b'chol yom yoser. What happens is, these people see that they're far from Hashem, they're far from their goals, they're far from achieving what they want to achieve, and they fall, and every day they're falling lower and lower, and this causes them to quit, to give up. Aval mi shezoche liso einov lamoroim b'chol mokim shehu, whereas a person who is zoche to lift his eyes up to Hashem, wherever he's at, whatever level he's on, ulechapes ulevakish aye mekoyim keboidoi, and to search, Hashem, where are you? I want to come close to you. I want to do the right thing. I want to grow. Bechinas eso einai elehorim meayin yovay esri. I lift up my eyes. Where is my help going to come from? Meaning, she'eno yodea be'emes eichef shesh yovaloi ezer v'yeshua. The person is really expressing they don't know how in the world am I going to succeed. There's 30 students in the class. I can't go over and bother the teacher. All kinds of excuses that the Satan, the Yetzirah, gives a person to get the person to be shy when they're supposed to be brazen, and to be brazen when they're supposed to be shy. Everything upside down, and the person ends up with disappointments and with feeling low and feeling bad about themselves and feeling bad for themselves. All of this getting themselves into a rut. Because every single day, the Yetzirah keeps pounding him, keeps coming back strong. And usually, the Yetzirah doesn't just allow him to stay where he is. He makes things worse. He makes the person get worse and worse every day. However, despite all of this, kishemekayim ho'etzo hanal, if the person will fulfill the advice that we learned here, v'shoyel v'doirei shumavakei shumachapes v'noisei ayin lamoroim, and the person asks and searches, where, how can I be helped? Bechinas eso einai elehorim me'ayin yovay esri, I lift up my eyes, where is my solution going to come from? Azai takeif, the next pasuk immediately says, Ezri me'im Hashem oisei shman voretz. My assistance will come mamish from Hashem himself. Hashem who created heaven and earth, he can solve my big, big problem also. Ki bevadai yovoi lo Yeshua al yedei zeh. Because the person will definitely receive the divine assistance and the solution and the help that they need through this. Al yidei habakosha v'achipus levad. Through this search, through this just through this searching alone. Baruch Hashem. Halacha Dalid, Uboy Inyan Chanukah. In this halacha, Rav Nosson Zalman is also going to explain the holiday of Chanukah, give us insights into Chanukah. Al pi haTorah Anochi. This discussion will be based on chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol haTorah. Review that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. Uma Shekosav Shom Al Divrei Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And specifically, what Rabbeinu Zal writes there, he quotes one of the stories from Baba Basra, one of the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it says there, Rabba Bar Bar Chana came upon a huge fish, and from the eyeball of this fish, umilu mechad galgaladeina tlas mea garvi mishcha, that from one eyeball of this fish, they were able to fill 300 pitchers of oil. Ze bechinas hadas. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that oil and the number 300 represent das, seichel. Ki shemen mishchas koidesh, ze bechinas seichel. Because holy oil is another term for seichel. We know that the brain of a person is compared to a candle, ner elokim nishma sodom. Just like a candle is fed with oil, so too the seichel of a person is compared to this shemen mishchas koidesh. I remember my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, when we would visit some of the holy places, like the Moras HaMachpelah, places like that, where they have sometimes these candles of Shemen Zayis burning, he would dip a finger into it, take out a drop of the oil, and put it on his forehead, and he would say, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, this is holy, holy oil, a candle that's burning in such a holy place, you know, to represent the eternity of these holy tzaddikim, that this should put light, bring seichel into our brains. Paragraph Aleph. Vze bechinas Chanukah shemitzvosei b'shemen. This is the concept of Chanukah, where the main mitzvah is to light the candles using oil. Kiner shel mitzvah govoya mo'oid. Because the candles that are used for different mitzvahs represent a very high level of holiness. Kegoy ner Shabbos, v'ner yontif, v'ner tefillah, the candles that they light by the omud. When a person, when the chazan is davening, the two candles that they light there, ubifrat neirois hamenoira hatohira, and especially the pure candles of the menorah, ki hadlokas ner mitzvah zebechinas hamshochas oyer hoein soif sheyoyer lahadas leida ki Hashem hu holikim, because the concept of lighting a candle of mitzvah is a concept of bringing down Hashem's infinite light, bringing it down into our minds, into our seichel, that we should be able to know that Hashem is one, that Hashem hu hu elikim. Shezeh ikar hatachlis, that's the ultimate goal. Shebishvil zeh nivra odom, that's what man was created for, kedei lodas oiso yisborach, to be zeiche to recognition of Hashem. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, begin the Yishtemoiden Lei. That's the purpose of creation, in order for man to achieve recognition of Hashem. And it is impossible to really get to know about Hashem, to have recognition of Hashem, other than through this process, which is Al Yidei Shezoichin Sheyiftach Loi Oyer Ho Ein Soif Bechemlosoi Hagdoila. It can only be achieved if the person is zoicha, that Hashem opens up to them his infinite light and allows the person to connect with that infinite light on a level of rotzoi vashoiv, meaning touching it, like a person jumping up to reach something that they can't really reach, they can't grab onto. At best, they can touch it for a second and then they fall right back down because it's above, it's out of their reach. That's the kind of connection that we can hope to try to connect with Hashem. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this there in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. Vazai meir horishimo lodas ki Hashem hu alikim. And when a person does that, when this infinite light opens up, and the person jumps up to reach it, and they connect with it, even on this level of rotzoi v'shoiv, they just barely touch it, that still leaves an indelible mark on the person's brain, a reshimu, an imprint, where the person feels a recognition of Hashem. And this is the ultimate light, the light that's above all lights. And it's from that source that all the mitzvah candles that we light draw their holiness from. As the pasuk says, Ki ato to'ir neiri, Hashem aloka. You, Hashem, are the one who light my candle. Meaning the light from my candle comes from you, from your infinite light, from your oir ein soif. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the words ein soif means infinite, are bigimatria oir. Aleph of Resh, 207 is bigimatria ein soif. Meaning that's where the light begins from. It begins from a place called infinite, which again we have no concept of what that means. We have no way to measure, you know, to relate to that. But that Ein Soif, Hashem somehow has the ability to bring that down, to take on a form of oyer, a form of light that we can relate to a little bit. Veze bechinas neirois hamenora, and this is the candles of the menorah. Shenemar bohem, about which the pasuk says in Chumash, be'oihel moyed, michutz laparoiches asher al hoedus, yaroichoy soy aharoin. That where was the menorah lit? In the ohel moed, in the holy tent, outside of the curtain, beyond the curtain that covered up the aron, the holy ark, that's where Aaron HaKohen prepared the menorah. Ki ikar hadlokas neiras hamenorah hu be'oihel moed, Samuch le'oroin ho'edus shu bebeis kodesh kadoshim, because the main place of lighting the menorah was in this holy tent, close to, near the holy ark, which was in the holy of holies. Sheshom ikar habitul el ho'ein soif lebechinas raiva deraivin. It's in the holy of holies by the holy ark. That's where this infinite was found. That's where this bitul to the ein soif took place. Shezeo bechinas kodesh kodoshim. This is the concept of the Holy of Holies, the kol reusin tikiin tamon, whereby all desires, everything emanates from there. Everything is connected to there. Bechinas raiva deraivin, the expression. Shemishom ikar hizgalu selakus yisbora. That's the place from which the revelation of Hashem begins. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Mitzion, Michlal Yoifi, Elohim Hoifia. Hashem shone forth from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, from the ultimate place of beauty, which is the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy of Holies. Umishom Mamshichim Hoer, Lahadlik Neros HaMenorah. And it's from there that we draw this light to light the candles of the menorah. Lemandas Kolame Horetz, Ki Hashem Elohim. And to reveal that light, to broadcast that light to all the nations of the world, for all of them to know that Hashem is the creator. Hashem is the creator, the master, etc., etc. This is the introduction. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to go into explaining the holiday of Chanukah and tie it into our topic in Choshen Mishpat. Baruch Hashem.